Blog Talk Radio.
Edition, a special early Thursday edition. I think Nick's still alive for his $1 billion in his NCAA tournament bracket. Of course, it's only been about two games played. And he should be in the man.
I'm here. I don't know if everything's here.
You want to talk to Dan and I? 646-478-5353 is the phone number. If not, you can radio@hotmail.com. Okay, it looks like it's going to be one of these days here as I got thrown out of the site again, so we shall see how this goes. Dan, it looks like Dan is gone as well, so we'll have to see if he can get himself back into the system. Yeah, there it is. Dan is back now. So, hey, there you go. How was that to start the show with?
Oh, exciting. I got dropped, and then I called back, and there was nothing.
You got dropped. So
what?
We both had to call back, and that was lots of to deal with. I don't even remember where I was. Anyways, you can check out the show. Don't forget to check out the show, ultimatesportstalk.com. Let's see. Twitter, with Burke Time and Dan the Man's at.
Man Time, if you can hear me.
So, I can still hear you. A caller to start the show. Let's see how this goes and see if we can actually bring callers in. Hello, you there,
gentlemen.
Caller?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
what's going on? So, are you guys on Skype?
No, not anymore.
Okay, well, that's why. I mean, I've been podcasting for 6 years. I only use landline, so that's the problem. When you use Skype, you know, I always say to you what you're going to pay for. You know, you pay peanuts, you get monkeys. That's the problem because it'll kick you off because it doesn't have the strength, you know?
So, yeah, no, we used to have problems with Skype. Anytime it rained, we couldn't use it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't use Skype. I've been podcasting for 6 years. All I do is just do landline on my cell phone. So, pumpkin ball kicked off in grand condition, huh? So where we are, we got the big going on here. I don't know. I mean, I get it, but like I said in my podcast the last couple of days, I said these guys are playing for envelopes of money when they want to go play for a real paycheck, you know. So I don't know. You guys, I'm 51 years old. I can remember. I don't know, 20 years ago, I'm more of a football hockey guy on my podcast. I used to kind of enjoy it. You know, I used to the old days. And I just think the one and done has ruined college pumpkin ball. And, you know, I've always said, you guys, if what they should do is let the guys, you pay them, give them a percentage of the jerseys make, the longer they stay.
Oh, well, there you go. Now we're losing callers, too. So we're having a good day. I'm glad we started off with an early show, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, he made a very interesting point. I thought he just was taking a breather, and then I realized, as you said, he got kicked off. Giving those students a portion of those jerseys, would that keep them in longer?
I think the tough part is, you know, how do you break that up evenly, you know, because the way the rules are with Title IX, you know, everything has to be fair between, you know, the men's teams and the women's teams and all the teams. You know, and obviously football and basketball are going to sell the most jerseys.
Yeah.
So they, you know, you have to split that money, you know, between everything. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of these schools do a ton of sports, you know, I mean, from cross country to rowing to lacrosse to, you know, men's and women's soccer. So, you know, I think that's where the technicalities come in on doing that. So we'll have to see.
If he can get back in and further.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, he is back here. Let's see if we can get him back in. It's just, you know, it's just one of those days. You and I haven't had one of these days in a while. Mr. Fantasy and I had this day last Friday. So we'll have to see. All right,
hey,
Carl, are you back? Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay. It's Paul. I mean, like I said, the problem is you guys are, I'm a paid person on BTR. I mean, I have my two shows. The problem, people like yourself that are free, you guys are good. And they could care less about you. That's a shame. So I'm just not a big deal. That's the way BTR is. They ignore guys like you that bring people to a podcast. That sucks. But, you know, I saw you talk about a title, but I just think if they would tell the guys, you know, listen, we'll give you a percentage of the jerseys. The longer you stay, the more money you get. So if you do a three-year plan, we'll give you 40% of what you earn for those jerseys. I don't buy names in the back of jerseys. I don't. I wear laundry only with no names, numbers. But if you say, listen, the longer you stay, the more money you get. At the end of your three-year, four-year, if you do the whole four-year, get an education, you get 50% of what your jersey's made. Now go off and make money with a paycheck. Your thoughts?
No, you know, it's interesting. You know, like I know Dan actually really likes that. You know, my concern is, you know, they have to do everything with Title IX, mm-hmm. where everything is equal. So
right.
I don't know how to separate football and basketball, because those are the only jerseys that are going to sell. I mean, you're going
right.
to sell what? One or two
right.
baseball or hockey or whatever, you know, jerseys or sweaters.
I understand.
So I think that, you know, that may be the issue.
Well, no, the issue is, sir, it's one and done. They want to go to pumpkin ball. They want to go. NFL, I think it's 21. You should be 21 years old. NBA is a private facility. The Title IX stuff has nothing to do with it. Its point is they really did real good at saying you have to be smart to get in. Okay, like Jesse Ventura said, let them go and play the sport they want to play. You give them $300 a month off what they're earning, $400 a month to earn and get education. The whole point to you, sir, I'm saying is if there's the golden parachute around their neck to stay longer, get education, because when they blow their knee out, they're not back putting food in bags. I don't think it's Title IX. I think it comes down to just sticking around for 3 years, getting a name for yourself, learning the game of pumpkin ball or football or hockey, and then going out and so we can enjoy them. I don't wear names back at jerseys anyway, sir. I wear strictly jerseys with laundry. I don't wear names. I'm not that person. The point is, I don't think so. It's the one-and-done thing. You have to. My point is, you got to eliminate the one-and-done. Stick around. We'll give you what you've earned for the college. We'll give you a percentage of it. And guess what? They might stick around with a golden parachute around their neck because I don't really care about pumpkin ball anymore. I really don't. You don't know these guys. A lot of these guys do. These guys only care about the lifestyle and the paycheck, not the rings. Your thoughts?
Well, I know they're trying to come up with ways to change the one and done. You know, they just kind of have to find, you know, a successful way to do it. It's, you know, everything is so tough with this because there's so many different laws in so many different states. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like Georgia, you know, Georgia is technically a right-to-work state, so you
right.
– you know, somebody could sue you if they were going to college in Georgia and were good enough to go pro after 1 year, you know, just because, and you know people are going to do that. I mean, there's just so many technicalities that go with it. It's just a matter of finding the right way to do it. But I think Dan and I are in agreement with you. We want them in school for more than 1 year.
Right. I mean, you want to lose education because when they're done, I mean, if I was in San Diego, guys, and Notre Dame, I call him Fodden University, the Bulmanini kind of saying liar with the way he acted down there, Manti Te'o. Bullbreaker was his name. He played for Notre Dame, and he played for the Tampa Bay, and whatever he did, we were in San Diego, guys, about, I don't know, 15 years ago. He's out of football. He gets caught breaking into a house and gets killed because he went back to where he came from. But the point is, Houston, we speak one language, not English, not German. We speak money, and you make it a federal thing. And not employees, you're making money for us. The point is, we're going to keep you in there. You get education. And when they're done, I don't want to hear about behind the lines and the fold that occurs. Go out. A smart player makes a good player. But the point is, you reward them for selling the jerseys, which I don't buy. Like I said, if I'm going to cheer for Texas, I cheer for Texas. Point is, I used to connect with these guys. Leitner went to the Timber Steps here in town. I actually enjoyed it. It was fun to come watch. I watched a bull pump. I don't know these guys anymore. Why do you think they go overseas, sir? for the international because they actually know how to drive the basket. I'm not saying I love running ponytails, girls, pumpkin ball, but they drive the basket and they use the backboard. I want to see people play the game as supposed to be played. Pass the ball. Don't be like, you know, not passing the ball, pumpkin ball around. So I get it. So you're trying to say, but the point is make it a federal thing if you have to, so they all abide by it and pay the young guys. But you can't tell them that now. It's always my family. Well, the family you're going to have later won't have any money when you're putting food in bags. Speak one language, it's money. Share the profits, and we're all good. But you want to be able to worry about when you're 40, when you're 20, and you're out of basketball or football and bitching. I don't want to see you feeling sorry for yourself in Vegas.
No, you know, and sadly, you know, even with all these sports, you're not guaranteed that next step. So, you know, these guys, you know, I really think these guys need to take advantage of the education.
Yep.
And Dan and I have had this conversation a few times, and it just doesn't, you know, guys just don't do it. They have to find a way to get these guys in school and learn something. You know, the hard part, of course, is the next question is, how many of these guys are even going to class?
Correct. Absolutely. You're absolutely right, my good friend. You're absolutely right. You go there to learn education. When you're done, you're going to go do something. I get you playing pumpkin ball, basketball, but think about it. I mean, my dad told me about retirement when I was 25, and right now I'm 51. I'm lucky I paid myself first. I get you playing pumpkin ball or hockey or football, but you got to want to get education. And they did that in pumpkin ball about 12, 15 years ago. I think Georgetown coach walked off on those guys. He was pissed off. And a lot of good guys, you know, bring them in. You got to get them somebody to help them to be educated, fine. But you can't just push out these guys. These coaches, I call them pimps, what they are, making money on these young, white or black, African American people, need to be held accountable. They need to be rewarded for giving guys a hand. I'm not a basketball guy, but number 21 for the San Antonio Spurs, he's one of my favorite guys. The guy doesn't get in trouble. He stayed a long time in Wake Forest, and people thought he was weak. He's a good pumpkin ball player for the San Antonio Spurs. Duncan is, okay? And I'm a casual basketball guy. But I've always had to respect the guy because you don't hear him getting in trouble because I go by the theory, 30 guys, 30 kids. You know, I mean, it's just – I like Duncan. He's a good role model for the NBA. I don't like a lot of these other idiots that just don't care about the ring, sir. They care about the lifestyle and the paycheck. I want rings. And I'll play for less in my mind in any sport. Just like look at Peter the Cheater. They got the guy from Vikings, Allen, signed up because guess what? He wants a ring. He's been compensated. He's going to go out to Peter the Cheater and want to repeat against the Chicklets, I think, in the desert. Because that guy said, listen, I've made the money. Let's go win a ring in Seattle. Your thoughts?
No, well, that's always – I'm trying to think. I think – you know, as I get the shows confused, I know we discussed this. I think Mr. Fantasy and I discussed this Sunday about going to play, you know, for a ring at the end of your career like, you know, some guys do. But,
yep.
You know, it's been interesting. You know, there are interesting situations.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, I get the money. You've been compensated. All these players are well compensated every year by Cowboys, whatever the 32 teams. They all make their money. They get in the 30s. Now you want to play with the ring. I'm a big hockey fan, the Lord Stanley. I'd rather have my name on a trophy instead of all this money in the house. Look at Charles Barkley. You can't tell me, sir, on the town, though, that guy wants the ring. Charles Barkley, Chris Carter chased it with Miami Dolphins. I mean, you want to be introduced as just some football player or a champion. I mean, I want to be in the Lord Stanley. If I could go back in time and I had my choice to win a Super Bowl or Lord Stanley, thank you very much. I'll be Lord Stanley and bathe in it and drink in it and be in somewhere in the house of trauma. I stopped breathing. You know, who's the guy who plays the center for the Steelers? Webster. He's dead somewhere, but has four rings to prove it that he's a champion.
So but all right. Well, Dan and I are going to jump into a different topic here, but thanks for calling. We appreciate hearing from you.
Not a problem. Speculation Sports. Be speculate, you win. Thanks a lot, guys.
So, all right. So, I wanted to ask you, Dan, did you see Aroldis Chapman get hit in the face last night? Or yesterday, I guess technically it was?
No, I didn't. I did read about it a little bit here and there. But
I caught the highlight yesterday, and wow, it was just... I know he needs surgery. He's got some facial fractures. So, you know, he's another pitcher now you're going to have to add to your list for the next weekend there about do I take him or not. They're saying 8 weeks. But I always wonder, since you played some baseball in your time, How would you come back if you were a pitcher from getting hit in the face? Would it bother you at all the next few times you went out there?
I mean, just being in a car accident where my car was totaled still gets to me a little bit when I'm going through the intersection. You know, as I ended up my baseball career, as they would say, I was known for being the guy that always got hit at the plate, but it's a lot different when it's coming from the pitcher. There's ways of doing that, positioning yourself, not going to give away anyone's secrets, and, you know, just being able to get on base, what counted. But, you know, that was one of the hardest things about playing, I think, to corners, is you're so close to the action that it can be a little intimidating.
I used to be a catcher. What are you talking about? So, but, yeah, honestly, if it was me, I think I would wet myself the first few times the ball came back my way. I think it would just totally freak me out, and I wouldn't know what to do. Obviously, you know, Chapman still throws 100 miles an hour. Hopefully he'll recover and be okay. But, yeah, I don't know if I could handle it.
I mean, you have to get used to it, but then again, over the years, I mean, there's countless players who have just not bounced back.
You have to wonder, because this guy's one of the top relievers in the game, you know, if it will affect him, you know, or how things will just play out for him. And, you know, again, hopefully it works out. But like you said, it's not always the best positive for a guy's career. But now, the talk I heard this morning, and I don't really know how they're going to, you know, if they've got a way to do this, and I don't know if it happens enough to even kind of to go into it, but they're talking about how to protect pitchers better. But they didn't really suggest any ideas. Do you got anything rattling around in your head that you think might help out?
I mean, what else can you do? You know, you can't put them behind the cage.
No, well, see, and that's the thing I was afraid they were going to try was put a cage up or something. And, you know, I honestly hope they don't do that. I mean, I don't want to see a guy get hurt. But I know the one thing I believe they're attempting to develop is kind of like, you know, I want to say it's kind of like a batting helmet, which I think will help a little bit. It's just a matter of getting the guys used to wearing it instead of their regular cap. Like, I think it's kind of a batting helmet without ear flaps. Do you remember John Olerud? He played for the Blue Jays for quite a long time. He had a head issue, and that's what he wore.
Yeah, I remember that. He was finishing up the Yanks and all that.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if something like that may help a little bit. Obviously, it wouldn't help Chapman because, I mean, he got hit in the face. You know, it was just so bang, bang. I saw the highlight this morning, and, I mean, that ball was on top of him. I don't even think he ever put his glove up. It came back at him so fast. But if you remember, I don't know if you ever had a guy like this, but I think when I was 10 or 11 in Little League, I had a coach that used to say, the faster he throws, the farther it goes. And that was going. That's about the best way to describe that. I mean, that was a rocket. So, and you know, Chapman, with as hard as he throws, isn't always in the best fielding position, you know, as it is. So I don't know. I just thought it was an odd situation and something you and I should bring up here real quick as we were getting into the stuff.
Well, you know, it's tragic because he was set to be, well, what I think they thought, one of their best starters, but that obviously didn't work out. So keeping him back in the bullpen, I think they figured him to be a long-time closer for them. And, you know, with that speed and, you know, as the years progress, I'm sure his control would have gotten even much better. So, you know, we'll see in the next two seasons. Because you remember the young man by the name of Matt Clement pitching for the Cubs, and he took one in the head. I believe that was when he was with the Red Sox, and we never saw him again.
So, well, I know, you know, Brandon McCarthy had one that actually fractured his skull.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's came back or if he's attempting a comeback. So I don't know. It's kind of to have to talk about, but you know, it's sadly it's part of sports now with the you know, balls getting hit back at guys like that and all the fun, sadly fun stuff that goes with that. But on a happier topic, I did see, even though granted it's only Thursday, I know, but you are winning your playoff game in our NBA playoffs.
Shut up. I didn't want to talk about it.
So, well, I am here to jinx you. I am only down one category. So you and I are actually hanging around. I saw Mr. Fantasy is actually up big, but he's in the consolation round, my friend. Dan and I are in the actual playoffs to win the league, where Mr. Fantasy is out. So, you know, I know it's a light schedule tonight. I think I only have a couple guys play in. So the standing shouldn't change a whole lot tonight. But the weekend's going to be big. So you're excited for your team to possibly move on. I mean, you're playing one of the best teams in our league.
I know, and that's what makes me nervous. I'm, you know, the last time I think I went up against this guy, it came down to the wire, and he did come out on top, but so differential wasn't the same as it is now. So, but that's pretty much all I want to say about it. I'm just excited for Sunday night. Was that pretty good avoiding your question?
You should make a prediction on how, if you're going to win or not. I think you should call it right now that you're going to win, and we'll see how things go. We and I will be here on Tuesday to talk about that. So, you know, that should be what you should be doing. Just get out there and tell everybody you're going to win that game, and you're going to move on to the next round, and that's that. There's no other doubt in your mind. You won't have any problems at all doing that, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I figured you would make that declaration first.
But that you were gonna win? See, I already said you were gonna win, so we're okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, about your playoff. I'm practicing for politics there. Was that pretty good?
There you go.
I avoided that
worked out
well.
That actually worked out very well. I don't believe with the NCAA tournament going on, I don't believe we get any actual games tonight. There only looks like there's four on the schedule. Here, you know, see if any of these games interest you. We got Oklahoma City at Cleveland, Minnesota at Houston, Washington at Portland, and Milwaukee at Golden State.
Well, I'll probably end up catching the Golden State game. Depending on how that goes.
Yeah, I'm looking here to see if any of them are on anywhere, but it looks like everything is just listed as NBA League Pass. So it doesn't, you know, I figure with the NCAA tournament, we weren't going to get a lot of other games. But now here, you know, maybe you can predict this. Now, I think it was a day or two ago, LeBron James played Cleveland, and he scored 43 points against them. So now it's Kevin Durant's turn to play them. What's he going to put up tonight against the Cavaliers? And Kyrie Irving is out for the Cavaliers.
Ooh, so give me
a number. How many points is Kevin Durant going to score tonight? 60?
Well, give me it. How many minutes is Westbrook going to play tonight?
Well, you know, that I don't know. You have to factor that in. I mean, that's up to you. But I want a number. How many points is Durant going to score?
How many did LeBron get? 41?
He had 43.
So no Westbrook, 40. With Westbrook, he'll get like 33.
So I only want one. Now we got two. No, okay. We'll have to remember that Dan said that. So, and I also found this kind of interesting. I know he has like zero shot at winning the award, but do you think come the end of the season when, you know, we got everything all wrapped up and all the fun stuff that goes with it, do you see Joakim Noah managing to get himself any MVP votes?
I mean, he should. Yeah, I've been actually, you know, I've been hearing that a lot, a little bit more from the national media, so, you know, not just locally. So it's, you know, people are recognizing that this team isn't just D. Rose anymore, or, you know, D. Rose's injury,
yeah,
whichever you want to call it. But this team is more than just D. Rose, and I think that's what people are starting to like, because even here in Chicago, the media, the radio isn't talking about the Bulls like they did last year, because they didn't talk about the Bulls last year. They talked about the D. Rose, and this year they cannot stop talking about the Bulls. And even, you know, I think the media has finally gotten over the tanking and the, you know, kind of dragging on the team to now accepting whether they win or lose, they're going to go to the playoffs. And you just better enjoy the team that you have and support the team that you have. Because truly, you never know what's going to happen in the playoffs. Granted, 900% of us think that the Heat are going to just do it, but I'm sure even the Bulls fans, but you never know. That's the beauty of playoffs. Would you say that?
Yeah, you know, like, obviously, you know, when you're filling out your MVP ballot, you know, your first two spots are reserved for Kevin Durant and LeBron James in some kind of order, you know, whichever you like, whichever you prefer. But obviously, you get more than two guys on the ballot. And, yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering, is if he'll, you know, if guys will see him and go, okay, well, you know, let's, you know, he deserves some votes. Let's, you know, let's put him on. And I just thought that was pretty interesting. I know, you know, he's been, you know, telling the fans at Chicago Stadium not to, because they've been chanting MVP at him.
Yeah.
You know, he was telling them not to chant that. And, you know, I mean, there are, you know, obviously there are other guys who are having, you know, good years. I mean, I think a lot of people forget that Carmelo Anthony actually averages more points a game than LeBron James does. But with the situation, you know, with the situation, the Knicks are in, Anthony's not an MVP, but, you know, you got a guy like James Harden who's playing very well for Houston. You know, Kevin Love averages a double-double. So, you know, there are other guys, you know, out there having solid years. But, yeah, I just thought it would be kind of interesting to see if, you know, if Joe could get a few votes and, you know, maybe end up on the, you know, end up on the ballot somewhere as just kind of that guy who, hey, you know, look, he's helping this team that, yeah, I mean, like you said, we, you know, when Luol Deng left, everybody thought this team was done.
Yeah. And, I mean, they never mentioned the word loser in being anything out of, you know, but with the team, which we all know why he's not going anywhere, but unfortunately, so I know we're about to get out of here, so I don't want to ramble on too much yet.
Yeah, we're going to fall off here live in under a minute here. Mr. Fantasy and I will be back tomorrow at 5 because Dan has to work. Hopefully I'll have an update on what we're going to do for the Sunday show, because Mr. Fantasy and I have our first baseball draft that morning, and we'll be there. He was talking about doing it live from there, so you may get that. If not, Dan and I are back on Tuesday. If not, as always, check out sportstimeradio.com, ultimatesportstalk.com, the Facebook page, the Twitter feeds, and anything else that goes with it. Thanks for listening, and you can put up with me tomorrow, hopefully. So, but, yeah, it was a bad game last night. I don't know how much of the Bulls game you saw. They beat the incredibly bad Philadelphia 76ers, but, man, they did not play well.
So they did. I turned the Hawks game on and just was watching the Hawks dominate the Blues last night. So.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what the heck. I was going back and forth between the Bulls and the Hawks and something else. There was one other thing I had on, and I don't remember what it was. Oh, I was watching the college play-in game. Well, they don't call it the play-in game anymore. Excuse me. The first-round NCAA tournament game, because I was rooting for Cal Poly because they got in the tournament with a 13-19 record. They won their conference tournament and got the automatic bid. So I was rooting for them to advance, and they did.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, I kind of get a kick out of the underdog teams like that. But you brought up the Blackhawks, and, yeah, they let's put it this way. How big of a statement game do you think that is against a team like St. Louis that has been, you know, they're the best team in the Blackhawks division. They're going to get the number one seed. But the Hawks really took it to them last night. How big of a statement would you say that is going into, you know, the playoffs if these two teams meet?
Yeah, well, it's big, you know. I can't remember what the numbers they threw out there, but they haven't dominated the Blues like this in a long time. And to have the former coach get his 700th win against his former team, God, you know. Like Sammy hitting his 500 and whatever home run against the Cubs with the Texas, his original team. Go figure. I think it's a huge statement. Now I think they need to do that when they see Colorado. And that's where we'll see a big
because
I think they
got I wonder if they've got another matchup against Colorado. But now, obviously, the biggest negative last night is Patrick Kane is out, and St. Louis really tried to get physical with him, and they got a little cheap with him. But he got injured on kind of a fluke play, and now being that the NHL, the only thing you're getting out of the NHL is that he has a lower body injury, but it's being reported by multiple sources in where Dan and I live, the Chicago area, that he has a strained knee ligament, and he's going to be out 3 weeks. So 3 weeks brings him back like two games before the playoff starts. And oddly enough, for the Blackhawks, that would be perfect if he could come in, get a couple games under his belt, and then jump right into the playoffs. You know, he would be well-rested and, you know, ready to go. So if he can get back, and it is just a strain, because you and I both know about ligament damage, and so does Derrick Rose. You know, it may actually work out as a big positive for the Blackhawks, even though he is hurt.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you said, maybe having him back, maybe getting him in that last week of April, or not last week of April, but of their season in April, which is April 6th, which oddly they take on the Blues again. So that's going to be a game everyone's going to be watching, April 6th, Sunday afternoon. And then they follow up with Montreal on Wednesday, and then Friday they go to Washington, and Saturday they finish the season in Nashville. So, you know, like you said, maybe getting them back in that week, get them on the ice a little bit. Hopefully, you know, as of last night, his agent was saying it was just 2 weeks, but, you know, kind of a concern for Hawks fans, even though they still came out on top last night. You still got to be worried when you're main guy, one of your main guys gets hurt, put out.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was having, I mean, an MVP-type season. There was talk of him being in the MVP race. Again, you know, another guy I don't think would win it. I think Crosby's probably having above and beyond the best year in the NHL. But Kane was another guy who would have gotten some votes. Now, obviously, being out, you know, that's all going to go away. But at least they'll get him back. And, you know, like, the Blackhawks got what every team needed last night to win in the playoffs, and that was a good effort out of their goalie. Corey Crawford had a real good game.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you'll remember, it was two seasons ago now, because you were humping steel at the time, and you were catching all the Los Angeles King games, how great Jonathan Quick played for them in goal when they won the Stanley Cup a couple seasons ago. So, you know, that hot goalie can take your team a long way in the playoffs. And, you know, that's what the Blackhawks need. They need Corey Crawford to get hot.
And Quick was amazing to watch in the finals. It's amazing.
Yeah, that one year, it seemed like he stopped everything. I mean, it didn't matter where you shot it from, he stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? Now, Crawford didn't play that well last year for the Blackhawks. You know, obviously, he played well enough for them to win. You know, they won everything. I mean, we're just kind of, you know, going over, you know, recent history here. But, yeah, it's, you know, that's kind of what you need. I mean, the team that gets the best goaltending is going to go a few rounds deep. And, you know, be it St. Louis, I know they went out and got Ryan Miller, and I wasn't as excited about that trade as everybody else was. And, I mean, I didn't think he looked great last night. I thought he looked okay, but, he was in Buffalo. They hadn't done anything. I would have liked to see them maybe take them somewhere, and he had a good Olympics two Olympics ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sold on him being the difference maker, so to speak, as goalies go. I think, there may be some other, another goalie that kind of pops up and takes their team.
Well,
here's the team.
That was something I kind of noticed on all the goals. I mean, I think you're not going to see every goal, and that's why they get it in. But it just seemed like he was not being able to see the puck as well. Because there were a couple of those shots that went in the goal, and he was looking the other way. And the Hawks too on the other end. From a lot of it's right place, right time. That one shot was deflected in, and I mean, you couldn't do that any better. You could have planned it. And playing so close to the what is that thing called again?
The crease?
The goalie. Yeah, playing so close,
yes.
Being so far in on the crease. I had a brain fart, I can't remember. Just being there in the right spots at the right time, it made a huge difference. And I would say, with the goalie, but kind of a lack of defense there from St. Louis, what you say? Last night?
Yeah, it was a big lapse, and I did see here, if you're not into the NCAA basketball tournament, and, obviously Dan and I were talking, there's no NBA games on. If you do have the NHL Network, they are actually showing Pittsburgh at Detroit tonight.
Ooh, that's
so
true.
that's a pretty big marquee matchup. I believe for you and I, it is it's a 6:30 start here for you and I in Central Standard Time. So that's a pretty big marquee matchup. And it might work out. And I just saw across the crawler here on the Mickey Mouse channel that Devin Hester signed with the Atlanta Falcons. I wonder what happened in Tampa.
I can only imagine. I was learning the same thing. I did see that on my favorite web search engine, Bing. That's was it down there? Oh, that was Hulk
Hogan. We need the Bing sound effect or something when you bring that up. We just need that little drop that goes Bing. So, back to hockey. I just noticed the Hester thing kind of out of the blue there. I didn't mean to drop that on anybody. That's a pretty big marquee matchup, having Pittsburgh and Detroit, especially now that Detroit is in the Eastern Conference. And they're really hurt and need a win because they're on the verge of not making the playoffs on that side.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be big because, I mean, Detroit is, Hockey Town USA when it comes to the NHL, and to have them not make it the first year they switched over to the West, that could be a bit of a big deal.
Well, then kind of setting up, they were supposed to switch division and dominate because they were automatic. I hate you. I don't know if you could hear that, but I think everyone expected them to go over there and dominate because they were in the right time zone. And you remember all the BS that went along with why they were switching.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's supposed to be better for them.
I understood why they wanted to switch because their games were kind of messed up for their fans with the time zone. I mean, I got that. But, yeah, they acted like not so much the players, but the media and stuff acted like this was gonna be it, and they'll win every game now because they're in the right time zone. And I'm like, wait, this is just too weird. What are you guys talking about? So, but yeah, they have had a ton of injuries. They may have lost, the most games played to injuries this season for an NHL team, and it may cost them. I think they're in ninth or tenth. I don't remember off the top of my head. I had the standings up, but I went away from the page. And, it could be could be lights out for them this year. But I did, while I'm thinking about it here before we end up here, I know we're down to about our last 5 minutes, I see where the main Mickey Mouse channel is showing a live baseball exhibition game. Guess the two teams now.
Yankees and Red Sox.
Oh, of course. You knew that right away, didn't you? You didn't even have to think about that. Okay. You going to watch any of it?
Maybe when I'm done with my homework that didn't save when we started the show for some reason.
I was going to say, are you going to do your homework today? Because you told me the other day you just didn't want to do it. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. My wife kept asking me last night why I wasn't doing my homework. And then she looked and she goes, the Hawks are on.
Well, hey, I did see your wife post on Facebook about skipping a semester, or she wished she'd taken a semester off or something, so don't let her give you too hard of a time. So, so it'll be, it's one of those things where I notice now, the starters are starting to play a little longer. Like our local Comcast network has the Cubs and the Mariner game on, and I think it's the top of the fourth, and the starters are still hanging around. Like the Mariners starting pitching is still in and the Cubs haven't swapped out their lineup or anything yet. So you can watch, slowly but surely watch the games a little longer. And I kind of laugh at myself because I realize it's almost like you and I are building up to the main season when we have to watch 9 innings of the game. Because, I started by only watching like 2 or 3 and then the starters came out and I turned the game off. Well, now they're playing 5 or 6. So I'm watching 5 or 6 innings of a game. So yeah, by the time because I don't know, are we gonna see? I thought I saw the MLB Network is gonna televise the games in Australia, but I believe they're on at like a very awkward like 1 a.m. start time or something like that. Are you gonna watch any of those?
I'm gonna try, but I believe they were obviously on a replay for normal people, but and then. I think they were going to be live whenever they were in Australia.
Yeah, because, I know with your party lifestyle, you're up well past midnight anyways on the weekends. So, that shouldn't be that big a deal for a guy like you to just, click on the MLB Network and watch your beloved Dodgers play the Diamondbacks.
And when are those games?
I thought they were playing this weekend. I know... Why I think the Dodgers are playing like the Australian national team today, and I think maybe the real first game is tomorrow. Of course, depending on what the international dateline and stuff is, I don't know how any of that works out.
They actually have it set for 7:30 Saturday morning in the AM.
Oh, okay, that's the first one.
Yep.
Oh. Well, see, you'll just have to get up early and check out Clayton. It's Clayton Kershaw against Wade Miley because Patrick Corbin is done for the season. So it should be a good matchup. But looking up here, it looks like you and I are done. So Mr. Fantasy and I will be back tomorrow. We went through all that, wonderful stuff, but thanks for listening and check everything out. And Dan will tell you where to find all the stuff as I hit the music here.
MiddySportsTimeRadio.com. Check us out, like us, follow us, tweet us, and then check us out on UltimateSportsTalk.com. Thank you for listening.